For generations, these rich Colombian mountains have produced a variety of food crops, beans, cassava, and notably coffee. But local coffee farmers say the weather is changing, and so are crop yields. Carmen Eneida Trujillo is worried.
Look, there are not too many coffee flowers around here. This is a sign that the weather is already damaging the crop.
Eneida says until a few years ago, this plantation would be loaded with white flowers in September, announcing a good harvest. Her husband, Elias Claros, says they are already considering other crops.
I believe we won't be able to plant coffee here much longer.
More than a million people in Colombia grow and produce coffee, a crop sensitive to climate change. And what they are experiencing now is what scientists at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture, or CIAT, in Cali, have forecasted for some time. Climate change is changing agriculture. Many traditional crops will have to move to other regions. Andy Jarvis is in charge of the climate change and policy program at CIAT.
Essentially, the geography of agriculture is likely to change significantly. So where you grow maize today might not be the same areas in the future. In the temperate regions, crops are moving north. Here in Colombia, for example, it's much more across the elevational gradient. So it moves up the mountains into greater altitudes.
CIAT is conducting a study about the impact of climate change on 50 of the world's major crops, including rice, maize, and wheat. Jarvis says every region of the world is experiencing different climate change, from extreme heat or drought to cold and flooding. Carlos Arturo Trujillo has been a farmer all his life.
In the past, the bamboo would have troubles at 2,000 meters, but now is growing and adapting well to higher altitude.
Some scientists are increasingly concerned about food security, especially for the poor. In Washington, Eric Fernandez is an advisor on climate change and natural resource management at the World Bank.
We are finding large-scale producers are just as susceptible to unexpected, uncertain, highly variable weather patterns as are smallholders. Smallholders are much more vulnerable because they have less access to knowledge, to information at the right time, in the right place.
However, he says large farmers have more access to information and insurances that help them mitigate the impact.
Work done recently by Stanford University researchers have projected that for Southern Africa, where maize supplies a huge amount of the calories for the poor, that, you know, by 2030 relative to 1990 production, there may be as much as a 30% impact, negative impact on maize productivity.
Researchers expect crops in Africa, Asia, and Latin America to suffer greatly over the next few decades. Extreme temperatures to contribute to land degradation and an increase in agricultural pests. Meanwhile, experts predict that in order to feed the world's growing population, agriculture will need to nearly double its production by the year 2050. More on that in our next report. From the mountains of Colombia, this is Zulima Palacio for VOA News.